You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, has reported that that demolition of the two-mile-long I-70 viaduct actually wrapped up a month ahead of schedule.
Good for them.
That's a hooray. Do you remember when the whole, for people who have lived here for a while and are old enough to remember, the whole T-Rex construction of I-25?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that mess,
right?
That was
a big deal, yeah.
But they finished that like way early and way under budget. And I'm wondering if we're going to have the same thing with that whole I-70 mess. The next phase of work will now get underway. And Jeremy, if things go as planned, the new lanes will be finished by late next year. Although landscaping work will continue.
Oh, that's the fun part.
Do the landscaping. That's fine. But here's the other big thing. For those of us who have made plenty of drives south to Colorado Springs, you know there's that 18-mile stretch of I-25 that has been an absolute nightmare because they're widening it from two lanes to three.
I just went through it, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, going down to New Mexico.
Yeah, you did. That's right. Yeah. Well, that whole stretch between Castle Rock and Monument is now scheduled to be finished about 1 year from now.
Thank God.
November of 2022. For those of you who have been making that drive all the time, hold on another 13 months. They say it'll be finished.
The worst was we also went that way to go to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo this summer and hitting that stretch that's a mess during the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, right.
What a nightmare that was.
Right.
Because all the RenFest nerds were trying to get in, you know?
Oh,
it was,
man,
backed way up.
Well, what they're doing is, you know, they're only, and the thing is, I kind of wish that if they're going to this much trouble that they would have added two more lanes.
I know. If you're
going
to do it, go big.
Go from two lanes to four,
yep,
because I don't think even three lanes is going to be enough here soon.
Man.
Anyway. New guidelines being implemented by the U.S. Postal Service, Jeremy. That means about a third of the mail deliveries will now take longer. One spokesperson said that mail delivery will now be slower than it was back in the 1970s.
Oh, no.
So in 50 years, our mail delivery is actually going to be slowing down.
It's going backwards.
Local deliveries, they say, will still take about 2 days. That's fine. But cross-country mail will now take up to 5 days. I mean, what an inconvenience.
We have to get back on horses.
5 whole days.
Oh, no, just to get my Val pack of coupons.
back to sports for one moment. Is this sports? Not really. This is not a sports news. This is an entertainment story. The Super Bowl halftime show lineup has been announced.
Yeah, it has.
And they're calling this historic homecoming from some SoCal artists because the Super Bowl is going to be taking place down at the LA Rams new stadium. The home for the Rams and the Chargers in Southern California. SoFi Stadium. Jeremy, here's your lineup. Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar.
Woo!
Mary J. Blige. And save the best for last, Snoop Dogg.
They're going to have that dump/delay button ready for this crew,
ain't
I think.
That the truth?
Although last night we were watching this on the news, and Nicole's, she blurted out, she goes, Eminem, he's not even relevant anymore.
Really?
I was like,
wow.
I was like, you're right. He's not. But it's Eminem. I think it's going to be great. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be really good.
I love it. Nicole turns 40 and suddenly
she's like, Eminem. He hasn't been relevant for like 20 years.
Oh, that's funny. Between them, 43 Grammy Awards and 19 Billboard number one albums.
That's cool. So it'll still be
how
great.
Are they going to get equal time for all five of them during one 12-minute halftime show or whatever it is?
All right,
that's all I got for right now. What do you got?
The newest symptom connected to COVID, and this is real, everybody. It's called restless anal syndrome. This dude in Japan was diagnosed with it. It's the first time it's been linked to COVID. It's like restless leg syndrome, where you have an uncontrollable urge to move your legs, except it exists in your anus. I guess you feel the need to use the bathroom constantly. you get zero relief from it. The only thing this guy could do to maybe like tamp it down a little bit was to exercise and just keep moving, I guess, just to get your mind off of it. They did colonoscopies to find out if there was any other stuff going on, but it's a neurological thing, just like restless leg, and they're linking it back to COVID.
My goodness.
I don't know, man. I don't want that.
I don't want that.
I don't want that at all. What do? You got to like sit on an ice pack or something. Anyway, restless anal syndrome. It's sad, but it's funny at the same time, right?
I'm not saying anything.
Come
anything.
On, it is. You got a tingle. You got a consistent tingle. It's funny.
You just keep talking.
What do you do after you win in court? You get completely naked. Britney Spears has shocked fans. And
I'm not shocked.
I won't say what I was feeling. By posting a series of nude photographs to Instagram after her legal victory this week. They popped up yesterday. She uploaded nude pictures on Instagram with little pink flower emojis covering her naughty bits. But yes, just straight up completely nude. She's at some island right now with her fiance and decided to do this. I wish she wouldn't. I really wish she wouldn't. This is just a huge attention grab.
I don't want to be an I told you so. But when all of this stuff broke about the conservatorship, I was the one who said, you know what? I understand, yes, free Britney. I get all that.
Yeah.
But I think people are overlooking the fact that at least she was kind of reined in and wasn't doing
this,
the crazy stuff.
Like, this is kind of not looking good because it does make her look crazy.
Well,
I hate to say it, but it does.
And I know this angers a lot of people. They're like, you boys don't get to say what, you know, is crazy for. Okay, all right. But.
Yeah, but when you see
you
something,
get under,
you, say you something.
Get, you finally get out from under the control of someone.
Yes, and this is immediately.
Think of the millions of different things you could do, and this is how you celebrate.
You get completely naked.
You're kind of making the case that maybe somebody should be keeping an eye on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the first thing I'm going to do is post nude photos of myself on social media.
It doesn't look good.
And again, this will anger so many people. We're going to get all sorts of hate mail now.
Yeah,
you don't
maybe.
Get to say what's crazy. Okay, fine. Can we try to be real for 1 second?
Yeah. Yeah. You see it. You know, you're like, it doesn't look good.
I was kind of hoping that she would get out from underneath the conservatorship and she would do something that really served humanity.
Yes.
You know, that
how
she
great
got out there
be?
And did something really cool for people. Not look at my boobs.
Here's my butt crack.
All right.
So there's that. let's see. Netflix is making Seinfeld relevant again. The Seinfeld show is now on Netflix. I think it popped yesterday on it. All 9 seasons are on Netflix.
Which none of us have ever seen before.
I know, but I still kind of want to sit down and watch them all again because it has been years.
Jeremy, if Eminem is not relevant, Seinfeld
no,
certainly
it's
is
so not.
Not
relevant. It's so not, but it's such a good show that I kind of want to go back and rewatch it. I don't know. Check this out. The famous Folgers coffee jingle. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. It's up for grabs. And the royalties come along with it. So it's up for auction. The bidding right now, or check that, it started this week at $63,000. There were 16 bids on it. And yes, it does pay royalties if you win this. In the past 12 months, it made $12,000 or so. A total of just shy of $39,000 since 2011. So essentially, you could make your money back if you pick this up for 70, well, 80 grand.
Well, that's like $4,000 a year.
But you could make it back.
If you paid $100,000 for it, it's going to be 25 years before you make your money back.
Well, depends. Depends on how much it's played. If it gets picked back up again by Folgers. Here, let's give him a couple
the
bucks.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Woo!
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Yeah, they just made like 60 cents right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's an iconic jingle. But I mean, if it's going to take me 20 years to recoup my money, I'll pass.
Well, what if it was like down to 10 or 15? What if it like popped again and, you know, you made good money off of it?
Well, then you go
and
first.
It's no different than like owning a rental property. You get
let
the house
see.
Paid off and then you start making money off it.
Let me see you bid on it.
Do I have the
I don't even
bid?
Like coffee. The only coffee I like is Boyer's coffee.
Current bid is at $70,700 right now.
Pass. Hard pass.
Hard pass. Let's do Fat America really quick. Dom, you were talking about this yesterday, that you had never had a McRib. Mm-hmm. Well, McRib lovers, your day is coming. Let's see. McDonald's announced yesterday that November 1st, the McRib will be back for a limited time.
Oh, good.
What's your beef with the McRib?
My beef, get it?
I think it's beef.
It's pork.
I think it's pork.
What's your pork with a McRib?
I've had the McRib. It's worth one time. Why don't you just do it for the show?
Like, okay,
just
so we can,
when this
one.
Stuff pops up, you know, every year.
Just for the show, I went and got one of those Popeye's chicken sandwiches, and it was like, I was kind of
underwhelmed.
Wander
in and get a McRib, eat half of it, document it, you know, we'll get some clicks out of it.
I'll do a TikTok video of
Dom
eating a McRib.
Do a TikTok? Yes, then you spit it into a napkin, and it'll go viral, it'll be a good time. All right, let's do clickbait. Head on over to our Facebook, it's Dom and Jeremy on the FB, and what do I have on there? October. I looked at the calendar yesterday. I was like, holy crap, tomorrow's October.
Fantastic.
So yeah, I went ahead and threw a Croctober recipe up. It's crock pot oatmeal apple crisp.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a ding-dang good dessert. I went over to my parents' house. They have a ton of apple trees and picked like 400 apples, and I froze them all. And I'm going to make this around Thanksgiving. Mm. It's like a crispy, cinnamony, sugary, oatmeal-y topping that you put on top of French vanilla ice cream.
See, that's good.
Oh.
Now, if I had a choice between your oat whatever you called it.
Yeah, the oat whatever.
Yeah, that and the McRib, I'm going to
I'd put a little of this on a McRib and eat it. Croptober. Anyway, that's our clickbait. It's on the Dom and Jeremy page on Facebook.